This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. On Sports Radio 810, WHB.
Strangely enough, Beards and Rudy have both found some allies. If you're just joining us, Beards made us aware of the fact in the first hour of tonight's show that he doesn't like Cheez-Its. And Rudy has made us aware of the fact that he stopped enjoying birthday parties at age 6 and maybe had never enjoyed birthday parties at all. The show has some problems collectively, and at least we can admit it.
My dislike or just not interest in birthday parties has nothing to do with Jacob's terrifying tweet.
Jacob did tweet in and say, all parties are overrated trash, birthday parties especially. If you want to celebrate being a year closer to an infinity of nothing, go ahead.
I don't think about it that way.
Believe me alone, let me soak in the unrelenting torture that is being the only species aware of its inevitable demise in peace. Seems like he'd be fun at parties. Wait, never mind.
Could you use them at my end of the world party?
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, back in 2012.
Maybe December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
2 days before my birthday. I didn't want to die before my birthday. I guess I like birthday parties. You know what? Let's talk about birthday parties for a sec.
I love attention. I don't think it's so much the birthday party itself as the fact that it's about you.
Yeah, no, I do love a good day, maybe week, that is very much about
it's
me.
Very much built around you. Man,
that's a great
point. Your birthday had been just like 2 days later, or I mean even a day, even Christmas Eve.
You know what? Maybe
December 23rd is, because that's close.
And that's you have a birthday.
Yeah, and you have to deal with it. Like, my sister's is on Christmas Eve. It's the 23rd.
One of my friends has one on Christmas Eve.
And like, when your birthday is on those days, it's not about you. You're part of the day, but you are a small part of the day.
Like, oh yeah, hey, Merry Christmas. I don't want everyone to get presents.
Oh, and happy birthday.
It's my day to get presents.
Yeah. It's always, hey, Merry Christmas. Oh, and happy birthday.
Whenever you're visiting relatives out of the city or whatever, that happens a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that there's already a whole thing there of just like, listen, do you even care? Do you even care that I just turned 14? It's a pretty big deal to me, man. I just went from 13 to 14. Yeah. I am now entrenched in my teens. I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. I'm a 14-year-old adult. Dang it.
I know everything.
And I would like to make sure you are giving me $20 for my birthday and $20 for Christmas, please.
This is not a double gift situation.
Aunt Cheryl.
$20 doesn't work as both.
Is this, a t-shirt?
I don't have an Aunt Cheryl.
Get this out of here.
I want 2 t-shirts. Can't believe you hate Cheez-Its. What kind of crackers do you like? What kind of chips do you like?
It would be
Triscuits are good.
Yeah. What?
See, he's told me this too. The fact that Triscuits are his go-to.
Triscuits are just frosted mini wheats minus the sugar.
They're tasty.
It's so weird.
They're fine. I don't hate Triscuits, but I've never met anyone.
It's not my number one.
Who's just straight up like, yeah, man, Triscuits turned me on.
I didn't say that.
Poll question. Then is it weird that Triscuits turn Beards on?
My mom makes a good point though, that she now like, and
we'll talk about Eric Fisher in a minute.
No,
I
we
make
won't.
This joke with her. I say every year. I made it every year for the last 2 years. My mom shares the same birthday as Patrick Mahomes, and so every day I'm like, you know what? Today is a good day. She's like, why? It's like, because one of the most important people in my life was born today. Somebody who has done so much for me. And she's always like, oh, thank you. I'm like, wait, what?
She's like,
it's my birthday. I'm like, no, I'm talking about Mahomes.
Thank you and happy birthday to the person in this world who gets another year older today,
mm-hmm.
who was the one to truly give me life and bring me into this world in a real meaningful way. Happy birthday, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Wait, what? Okay, you can vote on Twitter. Is it weird that Triscuits turned Beards McFly on? Yes.
Didn't
or no?
say that.
You implied it.
I mean,
heavily,
I think that's the exact words he used, actually.
Who's just plain ones? Just like regular ass Triscuits?
No, you gotta get the thinner ones. Those are tastier.
They're the plain ones.
Plain, thin Triscuits?
I can just picture normal, Beards
instead
now.
Instead of the normal cute ones, they're little triangle
sitting
ones.
Sitting there with his
tastier.
Ham sandwich, plain Triscuits. And his Coke poured over no ice.
No, I don't
are
have,
they
I don't
thin crisps?
Yeah. I don't have Triscuits with my sandwiches. Are you a heathen?
When else would you eat Triscuits?
Just on the on
Are
my
you
own.
Just eating Triscuits by themselves?
I've done that before. Like, I want a snack.
that's like something that would go with the sandwich.
No, I get wavy Lay's chips. the preferred chip for sandwiches for me.
I mean, that's a solid take.
Yeah.
The wavy Lay's chip is like
they're
the
very
best,
good.
Is the best chip to put like also on your sandwich and crush, which I imagine you don't do.
I've done it before.
Okay. He's at least. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, because that's like a staple of growing up, is smashing potato chips on your sandwich.
Oh, I'm stunned that Beards does that. Yeah. I'm absolutely
stunned. I
don't do it often, but I've done it.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, you don't really do it anymore as you get older, but like as a kid, at the very least, you know, that's a staple.
My favorite cracker is Mike Mayock.
Oh, man. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Jacob again has tweeted in
so good
at me and Beards and with three boxes of Triscuits. Three boxes of Triscuits. And he just says, do not kink shame us.
He's also tweeted to me and you, everything you feel is fake and is designed to drive you together food and reproduce without you noticing.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why we like Pokemon Go and AirPods.
For sure.
Yes, because listen, if it's going to be fake, I may as well try to get as good of a high out of it as possible.
Absolutely.
And for me, I'm getting that dopamine because my AirPods straight up make a fun little sound whenever you put them in your ear.
They click.
But like, when you put it, I'm afraid if I do, it's going to start like audio and I don't want to start playing music on
air. Usually
if
you just put one in your ear, you will get that sound, but it won't start.
Okay. I'm afraid to try to figure out how to do that into a microphone.
Yeah.
But it makes a little, like a little... Da-na.
I mean, like, so, like, you can cover it. Have you ever done that? You put it in your pocket and it actually reads it? Because it's got
no.
The sensor. So if you cover the sensor with just your finger...
Is it the sensor?
It can turn it on.
Yeah. All right, we're going to see if I can make that happen into a microphone. That'll definitely be a worthwhile thing. That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Because, like, there have been times where I've had one in my ear and I pulled one out because somebody started talking to me. And so I just, like, placed it in my pocket because I don't want to hold it. All of a sudden starts back up. I'm like, oh, it's like... sensors covered.
I talked to Cam Irving earlier today. We'll play audio of that in just a second. But first, Beards, turn my mic way up for the sake of trying to get this audio to play. I don't think it's going to work, Rudy. How do you make it make the sound?
I mean, it's hard to know without it also being in your ear to hear it, to know if it's... Did you get the sound?
No. It's not working.
Let me find mine.
It's not working. This was really a low payoff. Turn it up again, Beards. I'm going to try it again. I got a new plan. I got a new plan. Hold on.
Okay.
Did you hear it? I heard it in my ear.
I put it in my ear and I heard it.
Darn.
Now.
Yeah, well, you failed. Okay, now Rudy is trying. It just goes, da-na. Yeah. All right, well, this bit is over.
Show's over.
Everything is meaningless, and so the fact that my Pokeball Plus and my AirPods going dunna makes me happy is, you know, it's all we've got in this cold, cold world.
It really is all I have.
It's why, like, whenever Renee and I went to the Kansas State Fair, as previously discussed, I swear to God we're going to talk about Eric Fisher in a second. Like, we, you know, there are little games that give you little plushies that cost, you know, 4 cents to make in Indonesia or whatever, and it costs you freaking $10 to actually pay to pick up the little ducks that say you can win that prize. But it gives you great joy in small material things. And that's what we're here to take. Welcome to Nirvana, everybody. So Eric Fisher's going to miss a lot of time, guys. That was sort of surprising.
Should also, have some Triscuits.
Also, Rudy has Lamar Jackson takes. But I was at a Chiefs practice earlier today. He's the running back for the Ravens.
Receiver.
Sorry. I'm Bill Polian.
He's way too tall to be a running back. Too short to be a quarterback.
That's
though.
A great point.
That's how you settle in.
I think that the size was the only...
Quarterback!
The size was the only reason that Bill Polian didn't think he could be a quarterback. I think that was the only sort of aesthetic
the fact
that
he
Bill
was only 6'3". clearly too small to play quarterback.
Johnny Manziel, though, perfect height.
Perfect height.
He is the prototype quarterback. Him, Peyton Manning, physically can't tell him apart.
Is it because of the wig that Manziel wore?
That Johnny Manziel thing was crazy. I think like that 30 for 30 has to be coming soon.
It's coming.
Right?
Oh, I love that. It's coming so at some much. Point. I do not know when, but Johnny Manziel is getting a 30 for 30. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, Rodman just got his.
Yeah, did you watch that? I haven't
seen
it yet.
I haven't yet. I need to.
I'm putting out a new poll question at JB Briscoe. What's your favorite cracker? Triscuits, Cheez-Its, Mike Mayock, or other? So I was at a Chiefs practice today, and then Rick Burkholder came out. I guess Beards will just play this sound because I don't need to tell you what he said. We have him saying it for 30 seconds. But you know that Eric Fisher kind of quietly, we thought, had a groin issue in practice on Friday before the Raiders game. He warmed up and then started and wasn't even out there through the entire first series, and then Cam Irving came in. And he just was out for the rest of the game. Again, we're talking about a groin injury. And then Rick Burkholder comes out before the availability today and just kind of casually drops this bomb. At the very end, you'll hear him, after leaving the podium, Lebo asks a follow-up question that he does answer. But all of this was just like, just very quick and very casual. Like, wait a second, this actually has like significant ramifications for this football team.
So Eric Fisher on Friday before the Raiders game had a what looked to be a groin injury late in the practice. We listed him as questionable, and then he played in the game and only played briefly. We've since consulted with Dr. Bill Myers in Philadelphia, and Eric is on his way to see Dr. Myers now with the intent of having that core muscle injury repaired tomorrow. So we'll keep you updated as that unfolds. Thank you.
Does it ever mean surgery?
Yes.
Like, as he's walking out the door, like, yeah, that does mean surgery, which, again, that was the obvious implication that, mm-hmm. that repair means surgery. But also, like, later Reed sort of brushed off, like, the audio is, like, basically unplayable. So I'll paraphrase you on this one.
He was talking very quiet today.
He was, yeah. And he didn't talk very long about all this.
He always talks but today was very quiet.
Yeah. But he basically, someone asked about if it was, like, an aggravated injury or a new injury or whatever, and his answer is kind of like no and then no again. So it sounds like maybe they misdiagnosed it originally, because I'm not talking about a core muscle injury, and that you're thinking about, you know, the core of your body,
yeah,
which does not include your groin. Nobody make a joke. Nobody say anything. And moving on.
No, I was waiting. I thought Beards might chime in with something.
Nope, not a lot. It's too busy thinking about Triscuits.
They're tasty.
They're fine. They're the quintessential fine.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. No, they're fine.
Wheat thins are fine.
I prefer a wheat thin, I think.
Well, it's because you're a heathen.
Triscuits have an interesting texture, but a thin Triscuit is just a wheat thin, isn't it?
No.
Does it still have that texture?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
as coarse, but yeah.
I like mini wheats. I don't dislike Triscuits. I've never bought Triscuits. I have never in my life bought Triscuits.
I don't think you're allowed to until you hit like 60 at least.
That's what I would have thought. Beards, do you have to have someone older than you buy you Triscuits so you don't like you don't get
ID'd?
I'm going
to fake ID.
For Triscuits, just hangs outside of grocery stores just hassling old people. Like, will you buy me some Triscuits?
Hey, Grandpa.
Hey.
Get your old ass back in there and get me some Triscuits.
Need some Triscuits.
Why can't you just buy yourself
a Triscuits? I'll give you a Golden Crown coupon if you do it.
Yes, this is a fake. You have to show your AARP card to get the Triscuits, and so Beard just has a fake one. I like to imagine him dyeing his beard gray and going in and just walking in and just mumbling about these darn whippersnappers.
With their wheat thins and Ritz and Cheez-Its.
How do you feel about Ritz crackers, Beards?
They're good. I had to think for a second. I was like,
they're
good.
They're the best. I think they're my favorite cracker.
Townhouse are also good.
Ritz crackers.
Ritz crackers are your favorite cracker?
They were at least growing up. Like, I haven't had a Ritz cracker in a long time. But growing up was always Ritz crackers.
They're also fine, but I don't think I bought Ritz crackers
about,
either.
It's something about the way they just like when you would like. There was just it's hard to explain. Like their
the texture is good.
Yes, like. And it was almost like they would just like crumble in your mouth perfectly without really having to chew. Like once they're in your mouth, they're just like, it was just perfect.
Can we cracker shame Brad Porter? He comes in here all the time with like a sleeve of saltines. That's weird, right? Can we agree that that's weird?
I can't remember the last time I had a saltine cracker.
The silence from you guys is deafening.
No, I'm just trying to think of I was like with beers. I'm trying to think of the last time I had
when
a saltine
cracker. When you're sick
cracker.
Or you're having soup. That's when I have saltines.
Yeah, like they're fine, but like they're like a sick thing.
And if I want something with soup, I'd rather have Fritos.
Again, though, Townhouse I prefer to Ritz. But Ritz, they're also very good.
I don't know if I can keep doing this show with you guys. This is so strange. You can hear me and Brad Porter on Chiefs Postgame, immediately following the games here on Sports Radio 810.
Breakdown of Saltines versus Ritz.
I mean, Ritz are clearly superior to Saltines.
Clearly. If you say, hey, you're going to eat crackers
you
out
don't
of a
snack
sleeve.
On Ritz or on Saltines. No. Saltines, again, like Saltines are. They're my go-to cracker probably when
they're the
I'm sick.
Established brand.
Yeah, for sure.
They're
and
the
like,
Knicks.
If I don't feel good, like they
well,
go,
they're not the Knicks. That's mean.
They go great with some chicken soup. But yeah, that's it.
So then I went and talked to Cam Irving. I mean, lots of people talked to Cam Irving, but I got in a single question because it sounds like he's going to be the left tackle going into the game against the Ravens this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Reid was actually also asked. Well, you know what, Beards? Let's go Andy Reid here first, actually, because this makes the more sense linearly, and also the information that I was about to try to summarize. This is him talking about Mitch Schwartz, right, Beards? You have that. I have to write down the throw that I gave you for it.
Yes.
It says Andy Reid on Mitch Schwartz, or Schwartz at LT, something like that.
Andy Reid on Schwartz to LT.
Excellent. Did I spell
Schwartz? MP3.
Schwartz is in the name.
Correct. I believe I spelled it wrong because I was in a hurry. But he was actually asked, this is like a 9-second clip, but he was asked about the possibility of maybe moving Mitch Schwartz to left tackle against the Ravens because he's the better tackle. Like, he's probably one of the 10 best tackles in the league on either side, but he's been at right tackle his entire time in Kansas City. He's at right tackle in Cleveland because Joe Thomas was playing left tackle. So could the Chiefs potentially move him to left tackle and then put Cam Irving in at right?
Well, Cam's practiced there, you know, and done that, so I'm more comfortable with Cam in there. But we do have that flexibility to do that if we need to, you know.
Not a treasure trove of information there from Andy Reid. I'd be a little surprised if they did that. Also, worth noting, Cam Irving played pretty well on Sunday. Believe it or not, that first play he came in, he got consumed, then it cost LeSean McCoy a run for a loss of yards. No question there. He got consumed. He was okay in the run game, and he was pretty good as a pass blocker. And Seth Kaiser of The Athletic, we talked to last night, he wrote about, we didn't talk too much about Cam Irving because we didn't know that Eric Fisher's injury was so serious, but he wrote about it in The Athletic, and I was reading that earlier today, and that corroborates that he was a pretty good pass blocker in this game, and that's the more important thing for the Chiefs. You know, going out through the next several weeks, they'll probably be without Eric Fisher. And again, kind of strange that maybe they misdiagnosed the injury at the front end. I'm not totally sure. It's all very odd. But I actually would expect them to keep Cam Irving at left tackle, keep Mitch Schwartz at right tackle, and have that be an average offensive line. It's a step down, and the interior of the offensive line's been a little touch and go. Mitch Schwartz is the only thing on the offensive line now that I know I feel really good about.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, though, if Mahomes can be mobile again, and he's probably going to need to be against Baltimore. Like, this is a pretty good defense coming in. They also have played one good defense, and then also I would argue another pretty good defense in Oakland. They look pretty good in their first two games, other than the second quarter against the Chiefs. He'll need to be a little bit mobile, and the offensive line is a totally reasonable concern. You're going to hear everybody talk about it as, like, something to keep an eye on, and that's totally reasonable. I think Mahomes was able to operate behind it and everything. But I did ask Cam Irving about the difference. Because, again, he came in that first play and got mauled and then played a pretty good game after that. So I did ask him about the difference between coming off the bench and stepping in like he did on Sunday in Oakland as opposed to preparing all week to be the starter from the jump.
I mean, you got to be ready every week for whatever. So it doesn't change the way I prepare. I prepare as if I'm starting every week. So it doesn't really change.
I mostly believe it, right? Like, I think there's a, I think that from a preparation standpoint, I believe that. But I do think there's something to going in mid-drive and say, Cam, go! That's simply not the thing you were preparing for. You can be preparing to be inserted into the game, but this situation kind of weirdly and all of that, he wasn't going to make any excuses, and I totally understand that. But I also understand that there are lots of factors playing into it there, and I think that it's reasonable to expect him to come in a little more solidly whenever he knows he's going to be playing the first snap. I think it's a little bit different.
I think especially for him, where like I know he's one, they're carrying like I think 15 offensive linemen.
They're carrying 10 or 11 right now. Like that, Rudy's exaggerating, but barely.
He's been listed essentially as the swing tackle. But I also do think if either one of the guards or center went down, like Cam is probably the first one. So like it's not that he's preparing for two positions. I think he was preparing come in at four different spots.
Yeah, like, I think they would have. They probably Alec Grady wasn't even active.
Yeah, I think they first two games. They might go somewhere different with center. Yeah. But I think
he was getting second team reps.
But he's played center before at times, so it's not like you can't.
There was talk that he might start the season at left guard, Cam Irving.
Yeah, he's probably prepared throughout the week. For it all, just to be ready just in case. And the fact that now is he's preparing for left tackle. And I know you can, like, left tackle and right tackle still tackle, and, you know, it's you're doing the same things, you're just doing the opposite, like, technique and everything. Right. But it is different.
There are absolutely, so, he talked about that a little bit. Serena asked him a couple of questions in that regard.
But the fact that now he does get to just focus on, like, because I'm with you.
I am definitely playing left tackle every
snap this
game.
I thought he had two really bad plays, like, I pretty early. Like, maybe they might have both came on his first drive or two. And at that point, and I remember thinking to myself, like, man, like, we need Eric Fisher back. And then after that, like, you just never heard from him again, which is what you want out of him, because he was doing his job. And
100%.
So, like, I think now, like, I think it was just he's thrown into this game, and, you know, like, he's as ready as he can be. But you're like if you're not starting, you're never going to be, like, completely ready. It's hard to just step in and just take over and just be ready to go. But now he can do that. Now he knows he's starting, and he knows he's starting for a while. They might not have the exact data or anything yet, but he knows he's the guy for the foreseeable future.
And again, like, so he talked about, I didn't cut the audio for this, but Serena asked him a couple of things about, you know, preparing for different spots, and Irving talked about how obviously each position is different.
Yeah.
But he says, you know, he's just always preparing for everything. I do think it's got to be a little easier to just say, all right, this is the thing I'm going to be doing this week. This is my job this week.
And it's also,
and again,
watching,
I think he's fine. I think he's going to be fine in that spot. Yeah,
it's also watching defensive players. Like, because now you don't have to worry so much about, like, you're probably, I imagine even as tackles, you're also still watching a bit of interior players just in case.
Sure, and how they run, like, stunts and stuff. Yeah, of course.
But now you're a little bit more focused to where, like, if player A is always lined up on the right tackle, you know, like, you don't have to worry about him nearly as much. You can focus, you may look at him a little bit, but you can focus more time on one or two players because you know those are going to be the players that you go up against the vast majority of the time. Like, the whole preparation is just more, it has to be more simplified now, I would assume, at the very least.
I just opened my tweet deck and I got so many tweets from the cracker poll because people needed to respond with other nominees. Let's get some quick rulings here. Rapid fire rulings on these other cracker nominees, and then we're going to come back and talk about Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and then also maybe Jalen Ramsey if we have time for it. Girlfriend Renee said Ritz were her favorite cracker when she could eat them, but now she can't eat things with wheat in them, so her favorite cracker is sadness. Chicken and a biscuit. Someone said I should be fired for leaving it off the list.
I've seen a couple people put I don't think I've ever had chicken and a biscuit.
I think I've had them. I think they taste a bit like chicken broth, like the seasoning or whatever. I believe this is the gimmick there. And if I've had my memory of them is reasonable. I believe they're kind of a soft cracker.
Oh, those things. Okay.
Ooh, a black pepper Triscuit.
Rudy, clearly I'm reading the list here and asking for you guys to react. I don't know why you jumped in the line like that. I'm going to get to it. In fact, like, it's one of the later ones I was going to
mention. Can I talk about the next one? Because somebody says you.
No, I'm going to read all of them. And you're going to be Mike Mayock, and it's not close. That's very good. Yep, Jeff says I'm his favorite cracker. Thank you, Jeff. Another chicken in the biscuit.
Yeah,
someone tagged me.
There's a lot of chicken in the biscuit.
Jason says Keebler. That's like 1,000.
Isn't that like Keebler a cookie?
But don't they have 1,000 different cookies and crackers and stuff?
Do they have crackers?
I thought they were all
cookie related.
Oh, they're like the little green box club ones.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, those are
that's what he means.
Those are the best, like, restaurant snack on cracker.
Yeah,
because they give you
those,
like,
are the more powerful evolution of a saltine.
Yeah, like,
maybe a little saltine, a little Ritz cracker.
They're like a mix in between.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're so good.
Like, those are the best at a restaurant. Yeah, for sure.
Someone says goldfish, and then Dalton says, "What are goldfish? Are they crackers? Are they seafood?" People need answers. This is an important question to ask.
It's a seafood cracker.
I think that's fair. Beards being anti goldfish at this point do you not like any cheese crackers?
Not really.
I mean, I've just never felt farther from you. Like, I feel like I don't even know you anymore. I would have thought cheese crackers would have been such a safe place for you to...
You can't... I just... Like, I feel like for anybody, you just can't go wrong with a cheese cracker.
Ta-da!
Not that everyone's gray, but there's not many that are bad.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. It's hard to bleep up a cheesy cracker. Chicken and a biscuit again. Black pepper Triscuits. Which are probably the best of the Triscuits,
that,
I would say.
There's
no way.
Me.
There's no way Beards likes a black pepper Triscuit. No. There's no way.
Yeah,
too
that,
powerful.
I don't even think I knew they existed.
That intrigues me. Because, like, one of my favorite flavors for, like, chips, and I assume I would like this for crackers, too, is, like, a black pepper. So, like, that intrigues me.
And then another vote for Ritz. This is good. This is a good conversation. I'm glad that we're having it.
Somebody does say, I do know that Triscuits don't taste good.
Do you know that? Do you?
They say they do know.
It's such a weird thing for Beards to want to fight the entire world on. Like, Triscuits are
this
great, and you guys can all kiss my
ice
bleep.
In his drinks.
I honestly, maybe it's even that. For whatever reason, I didn't expect Beards to love Triscuits. That's where I'm at. And maybe that's unfair. Maybe they are so old person cracker that I should have. And again, I think that they're fine. I have no beef with Triscuits.
Nothing wrong with them.
It's just a really weird one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah says to try the rosemary and olive oil Triscuit. I have, actually. They're quite good. They're not my favorite cracker ever. Because Mike Mayock exists. We'll talk about Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Ramsey whenever he come back. Maybe.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I have a pineapple on my hat today. Have you seen that? Hold on. See, you see that, Beards? I can't see you not because I'm facing away from you.
Yes.
With Joshua Briscoe.
It's a very small pineapple.
I have a small pineapple. A very small pineapple.
I was expecting bigger.
Size isn't everything.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We'll give you poll updates at some point, but that has not slowed down any. It was hilarious, genuinely. Like, whenever we went through a commercial break in that first hour when we talked, no sports. Rudy started, like, talking about Lamar Jackson. I was like, no, wait, put it back.
I don't even
put
remember
back in the tube.
What, like, made me think of him exactly. Like, what it was that got me to, like, the Lamar Jackson point.
I think
I was
people
there.
Are surprised to know this. We actually do like sports.
Yeah, for sure.
We just also like other things. And sometimes the order that those come around is, you know,
and I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. Like, I got a chance to see him in college a couple times when I was at Kentucky.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just always been a player who, like, going back to college, who I was just always fascinated with. I thought he was amazing. So, like, I think Lamar Jackson's great. I think he might be a little too short to play quarterback, but, like, he's making that work, and that's really good for him.
If you're
why should be a wide receiver?
Yes.
If you're new to the show, I just feel like I should go ahead and part the curtains a little bit and open the door to the back room to let you know that Rudy is joking. And that this is how we honor Bill Polian.
Rest in peace.
I don't think he's dead.
R.I.P.
He's dead to us. Hold on, Bill Polian's not actually dead, right?
He's not.
Cool. Rest in peace, Bill Polian. Because he thought Lamar Jackson couldn't be a quarterback. And I just, like, honestly, I can't figure out why that would have been. Hard for me to imagine why Bill Polian would have looked at Lamar Jackson and think that guy should be a receiver.
But Johnny Manziel, ideal quarterback.
Perfect height.
Yeah. Got it all.
5'10".
Really strong between the ears, you know. Great role model. Leader. Loves the sport.
Loves wigs.
Listen, with all that being said, I do think Bill Polian, you know, to be fair to Bill Polian, I think he looked at Johnny Manziel and thought, you know what? He'll be all white as a quarterback.
You got a little wisp there?
I'm chewing gum, and I don't know what happened. But the conversation we started having during the break a little while ago was Rudy's like, I'm genuinely excited to watch Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson this weekend. Like, watching Patrick Mahomes is always good.
It's always fun.
But, like, Rudy, you're going to be out there at the game, right?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
I'll be back at the studio because we have the post-game show and everything. But so, like, Rudy was, I think we were talking about, like, working this weekend.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey, you know
right.
what? This is actually one of those weekends where the quarterback matchup, like, you're glad you're going to be able to actually watch these two guys.
Yeah.
Because Lamar Jackson was electric last season.
Oh, he, yeah.
But this season's been different. Like, he's an exceptional passer.
I was going to say, every question that we potentially had about him as a thrower, so far through two games, he's answered. He's right. I mean, because him and Mahomes both have 7 touchdowns and no interceptions.
He's answered most of them. Yeah. Maybe all
now,
but one.
I think, obviously, Mahomes is a better, like, obviously think he's a better passer than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, because he's like, a better obviously. Passer than anyone.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, Lamar Jackson is genuine. And, like, he's one of the few quarterbacks, I think, in the NFL. Like I was going back to watching that Monday Night Football game where mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't watch a lot of even two random football teams anymore.
Yeah.
And now part of this is, like, Sam Darnold's not playing for the Jets. But even with Baker Mayfield, who I think is good, who I like, Baker Mayfield's probably one of my – Baker Mayfield might be number 3 for me in quarterbacks that I generally like in this league.
Yep.
And I just thought to myself, man, the gap between him and Mahomes is insane.
It's unbelievable.
Like, this is – like, because, like, I'm watching Baker Mayfield. And now I get, like, Baker Mayfield, like, his offensive line is a disaster. But he has Jarvis Landry, and he has Odell Beckham Jr., and he has Nick Chubb.
Yep.
He's got weapons.
Yep.
And man, like, and every now and then he made some plays, but then there he would just miss throws. I'm like, Mahomes does not miss that throw.
No,
it was just wild to watch. And Lamar Jackson though is like one of the few guys out there. And you know, depending on right now, I think Dak Prescott's playing out of his mind, and
he's playing very well.
So like right now, I probably enjoy watching him. I don't know if I will in week 12, but like Lamar Jackson's the guy who like this might be the only other quarterback who I'm like really excited to watch actually play quarterback.
I think I might be more excited about Kyler Murray towards the end of the season.
Yeah,
like he's getting better as
Kyler
he goes.
Murray is going to be. I think he's going to get there too. He's doing. I think I saw he's doing things that nobody's done, like only Cam Newton basically did as a rookie.
Yeah,
and like he's been great.
And I pulled up the leading passers list.
A little too tall, I think, to play quarterback though.
That's probably it. Like I think that there's a chance. Like there's a bunch of guys in this list. Like you know what? I'm going to watch some of the Giants game. This week, because I want to see what it looks like when Daniel Jones is playing quarterback.
For sure.
Perfect
good,
size.
Good preseason. And
to
like
play quarterback. Yeah, no, I'm like... I'm,
so it's just like... there's
he could
and
be
there's some intrigue. And plus, I mean, like, we've seen Eli since, like, 1980 play quarterback for the Giants, and now we might finally have, like, somebody else.
I like watching Josh Allen, you know, in the, whenever he shows up on red zone.
Yeah, he's another one who is starting to get the point where he's getting pretty exciting as well. Like, he's got some flaws as a passer, but, like...
don't know
yeah,
what's
like,
going to happen.
Yeah, but he runs a lot more than I think any
this
of us
This is
going to
kill
expecting.
Bill Polian, but, like, he probably would thrive in a Ravens-esque offense, believe it or not.
He's
Lamar
very
Jackson
much like Cam Newton. Like Josh Allen is like
Cam Newton might be a better comp.
Yeah, like he's Cam Newton where like even the way he throws the football is just exactly like Cam Newton. It's deep balls and it's running
yep.
and yeah, like he's just another version of Cam Newton.
Baker Mayfield is up there with one of could Baker Mayfield be kind of like Phil Rivers of the next decade?
Ooh.
Is that anything? I know
the ESPN hype machine behind him.
Like he's interesting. Like he might be more interesting than Phil Rivers.
I think he's
but could
more,
you see him
definitely
being...
a better personality. Because like I really like his commercials that he's been doing about like how the Brown like hey this is my house. I'm
yeah,
take care
great.
Of my house. Like,
and I'm glad that he is the person he's been this whole offseason and everything like that. Like I actually enjoy that the NFL has those personalities in it. But like, couldn't you see him like just being the quarterback that everyone's like, oh, this is the year who makes some questionable decisions late in games and stuff like that.
He's going to have those moments where he does throw picks because he just kind of puts it up there.
Yeah.
And the Browns, and like I think especially with John Dorsey's GM, I think they're always going to have talent.
For sure.
And you're always like, hey, this is a good team. This is the year they finally
and then David
make,
Njoku
you know,
gets hurt.
Yeah, this is the year they finally, you know, break through and either make an AFC Championship game or finally get to the Super Bowl. But
and then they lose
quite
in a more
there.
Competitive game.
Right.
Yeah, they just can never, like,
more competitive game.
And maybe. Because, like, during Phillip Rivers, like, his when he was in his prime years, you know, who kept knocking him out of the playoffs? Patriots. Maybe the Chiefs will be the team that keep doing that to Baker.
It kind of feels like that.
Yeah,
also, the Patriots will be that team.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady's still got another
five.
Yeah, he's at least got another 7 solid years,
for
I would
sure.
say. Maybe
for
around
sure.
year 8, you start to wonder,
it
like,
it could be
10
with Antonio Brown. Like, he's going to extend his career, and then vice versa. It's all a nightmare.
Their first drive was just, like...
Yeah.
Because he had like 3 catches and a touchdown. You're just like, oh, God.
Yeah, this is too easy. Which is also what the Chiefs are doing in the second quarter. So it gives you some hope because you see that. Do you know who the second leading passer in the NFL is right now?
Are we going by like yards? Okay.
Yards. The fact that I'm asking you this is probably going to tip you off that it's not, you know.
Not like a. Is it Dak?
He is 3rd.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Beard's got to guess. Let's go back and forth. Name a starting NFL quarterback.
Andy Dalton.
I knew he was going to go with, my guess was he was going to say Kirk Cousins, but like I knew he was going somewhere along those lines.
Hey guys.
Is it Andy Dalton?
It's Andy Dalton.
Oh my God.
He's on my fantasy team.
It's Andy Dalton.
What?
Andrew Dalton has 729 passing yards this year.
I mean, I guess I did
that
see last week
better.
Like
that
John Ross
been...
and Tyler Boyd each had like over 100
that,
yards receiving. And
no, no,
so,
they have been throwing the ball.
Yeah.
The Chiefs and the Bengals have essentially been throwing the ball the most.
I guess that
kind of
makes sense with Zach Taylor's. I forget that Marvin Lewis is not still their head coach.
Me
they have
too,
Zach
dude.
Taylor now.
Me too. Yeah. I forgot Marvin Lewis wasn't the head coach of the Bengals until like the first week. And
yeah,
goes
so
to
I,
silence.
I guess that makes sense. You know, it's a Sean McVay guy.
For sure.
You're going to throw more. And like Andy Dalton's one of those guys where like he's really, I think he's good for putting up regular season like individual numbers,
mm-hmm.
but like he's gonna throw quite a bit of picks, and you're gonna lose a decent amount of games because he's Andy Dalton. And
also like if the Zach Taylor thing does work out,
mm-hmm.
this is why you don't pay every quarterback that looks good in a good offense because yeah. you might accidentally be paying Jared Goff to be Andy Dalton. Not that that's like actually what's happening there.
At
but
the very least, if you're
noting.
Going to, like, if I remember right with Cincinnati, where the very least where they made a smart move was, they gave him a lot of money, but they by giving him a lot of money, he sacrificed long-term security. Like, they have an out, basically, essentially, every year. He signed basically the exact same deal that Colin Kaepernick signed, where, like, you know, it once a certain date comes, that year's fully guaranteed, but if you cut him before that date, you can get away from him. Problem is, the Bengals have just, like, believed he's still the guy every year, and they've just kind of kept. So he got paid all that money still.
This is something that I just pulled up, and I think they're kicking around some version of this on the Libertard show. So this is stolen, you know, the stolen valor. But they're looking at career completion percentage for guys like legends throughout the history of the NFL. John Elway completed 56.9% of his career passes.
That's 56.9. That's
someone needed to say
that's
nice.
I was about to say that's pretty nice.
That is pretty nice.
It's also pretty not nice.
Do you know who was at 56.6%? Mark Sanchez. Lynn Dawson, 57.1%.
Does the butt fumble count as a completion or an incompletion?
It was a fumble, actually.
Okay.
Roger Staubach, 57%. Otto Graham, 55.8%.
Wow.
Phil Sims, 55.4%.
Give me Archie Manning.
I was just about to, actually.
Nice.
55.2%.
Wow.
He was right down there. Doug Flutie, 54.7%.
He drop kicked the ball once.
Jim Zorn is down here at 53%. Terry Bradshaw, 51.9%. Now, if you're wondering, where does that fit in all of this? Patrick Mahomes so far this season has completed 71.4% of his passes.
So slightly better.
Whenever we have the conversations like we had last night with Seth about running the football and how you've got to establish the run and that's how you win games in the NFL, that was true for Terry Bradshaw because he was completing literally half of his passes. Joe Namath's career completion percentage is 50.1%. Joe Namath throwing a football is a 50-50 proposition. Not even to mention like air yards per attempt and stuff like that, but just straight up completion percentage. 50% completion percentage this year is literally Trevor Siemian, who is 3-for-6. Like, that's the worst qualifying player. He's literally at 50%. Ryan Fitzpatrick this year has thrown 50% completion percentage.
Who?
Fitzmagic.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Dak Prescott has completed 82%. Russell Wilson is at 78. Gardner Minshew is at 77. Drew Brees is at 72.9. Lamar Jackson is at 71.9, which is incredible for a running back. And then Mahomes is at 71.4. Like, this is crazy. The difference in the game right now is so insane to me. And it's also, like, now part of it is like the stuff that changes, like the fact that Russell Wilson has a 78% completion percentage, but he hasn't even thrown for 500 yards yet. Or Drew Brees, well, he got hurt, so that's unfair. I mean, Lamar Jackson is throwing almost 72% completion percentage. He's at 600 yards. Minshew didn't play quite a full game, but during week one, but it was really close to it. He's under 500 right now. Like, just the Jacoby Brissett is thrown for 336 yards, but he's completing 69% of his passes.
Nice.
I don't get it.
The game is so fundamentally different right now, man.
Quarterbacks have changed.
Like, and the position has changed. Yeah. So Andy Dalton, where's Andy? Let's find Andy Dalton. Now, Andy, this is actually probably because he has weapons he's throwing to right now. But you find these situations where you can throw the ball 6 yards downfield to Sammy Watkins,
yeah.
And it ends up becoming a, whatever, a 45-yard touchdown because guys end up getting that open. It's just a crazy different game right now, and I'm having fun with it. But it's not a lot of fun to watch Kirk Cousins or even, like, you know, Case Keenum, also at 69%. Nice. 600 yards passing on the year. Like, some of that stuff isn't terribly exciting. It's why Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes in different reasons are terribly exciting to watch, because Mahomes is taking these absolute bomb shots and Lamar Jackson can run the ball.
And he does, like, just his arm is, like, he has a cannon. Like, he's another guy who
got a chooch.
Like, he, like, it's not quite, it's, I mean, nobody has obviously the arm that Mahomes has, like, but, like, his is probably he might have the second strongest arm, you know, in the league. He might, you know, he's up there. He's top five for sure, I would say. Like, he's like, man, he looks really special, like, so far just in this second year. And, like, it's, and he's going to be exciting to watch. Like, obviously his biggest issue will be, and I haven't watched the first two games to know, like, how many times he's getting hit, if he's doing a good job of getting down and just, like, not taking a lot of hits or not. Because, like, Mahomes is really good at that. Like, Mahomes does, like, he doesn't run down the field a ton, but, like, he does run a lot in the sense that he likes to take off outside of the pocket. But he does a good job of typically getting rid of the football before he gets hit. And, like, that's where he's good at that. You know, he's good at not taking, you know, a bunch of needless hits. I my guess is Lamar Jackson probably takes a few more because he's running the ball more downfield. But, you know, if he stays healthy, he's going to be insanely fun to watch.
Do you know the fifth leading rusher in the NFL this season?
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Oh.
No. He was a Chief at one point, though. This season. He was a Chief this season.
I almost made an Alex Smith joke, but that's probably too soon.
It's too soon. Yeah.
No,
he was a chief this season.
This season.
He was in chief. We saw him in training camp.
Oh, Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde is the league's fifth leading rusher.
Last week he went off for like 99 yards, I think, almost like right on the dot or something like that. Yeah.
He's at 173 on the season. And we're going to take a break so we can explain that joke to Beards.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
The bigger news of the day, though, is something that was taking us over an hour to get to because, ta-da! Two thumbs pointing at this show.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
If your kids are in the car,
why are they out so late?
Turn the radio down and then come back for the podcast. The headline has been changed, unfortunately, in this New York Post article. I'm giving you an official not safe for work / children warning on this story. Rudy does not know this story, apparently. Beards loves this story. Again, unfortunately, this specific New York Post headline has changed, and I can't see the entire thing because it cuts off on the Google search. Nope. Okay, I've got the full one now here. Last warning, folks. Here's the headline. Gardner Minshew gets $1 million penis puppet offer from porn site. Just, that's the headline.
He took it, right?
Get
your money, Gardner.
I need to get the full statement here, but
I've got another, like, afterwards, another funny Gardner Minshew fact that you might know of.
Is this the jockstrap thing?
No, it's about his dad.
What about his dad?
So he's Gardner Minshew the second.
Yeah.
There is no Gardner Minshew the first.
Unbelievable.
His dad's name was... What was his dad's original name? But his dad, I think, is either is or has legally changed his name to Gardner Minshew.
Unbelievable.
Because of his son. But his dad's original name was not Gardner Minshew.
Oh, by the way, you haven't gotten to the best part about this story.
I'm going to read the thing.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
Have at it.
We talked about the jockstrap story yesterday, I think. Maybe last week. I don't know. If you don't know, you can go look it up. This is from an adult film website. Mr. Gardner Minshew. I wanted to reach out and introduce myself. I'm the vice president of Cam Soda, a leading adult camming site. I happened to come across several articles stating your affinity for doing band exercises in the locker room and only your jockstrap and or naked. that you are now the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I wanted to reach out and see if you'd like if you'd be interested in teaming together with us. Apparently, this website launched a fitness program taught by adult film stars. It goes on, given your newfound fame as the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, we'd like to formally extend to you an endorsement deal. As part of the deal, we'd like for you to lead a weekly exercise class for this fitness branch of the website that you can live stream from the comfort of your home or the locker room.
Can I throw a suggestion out
there? Not yet. Okay. Our only requirement is that you incorporate band workouts into your class and do them in said jockstrap and or naked. Yes, Rudy.
If Gardner Minshew agrees to this, I think AES has to do the Gardner Minshew workout.
No one wants that.
I think we have.
Furthermore, since Halloween is fast approaching, we'd love for you to be the official brand ambassador for our penis puppet line, which we launched in 2017. The knit costumes that fit over are available in several styles: a watermelon, elephant, and vampire. This year, we plan on unveiling new designs, including a jaguar. They're offering him $1 million. He says, please respond as soon as possible. If you're not interested in our offer, we plan on reaching out to your teammate, Nick Foles, a.k.a. Big Bleep Nick, and Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones, who flashed his junk at the NFL Combine in 2016. I look forward to hearing from you, Gardner.
Well, man, I hope he turns it down so Chris Jones can get his money.
I hope they all turn it down so this show can get that money.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everyone, except for anyone who knows me personally. You should have turned it off several seconds ago. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Subscribe to the podcast. Bye-bye!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.